The town hall meeting at Stansbury High School was organized by Katrina Hill of Stansbury Park, who says she's never done anything like this before.
I am a stay-at-home mom, and this is not my thing. This is something new to me.
But Hill says she had a lot of questions about Stericycle moving into the neighborhood. She says there's been plenty of debate among Tooele County neighbors about the proposed relocation from North Salt Lake, but not a lot of information.
Are they safe? Are they not safe? I'm tired of hearing opinions by people who don't really know the answer. So I felt like it was important to come out and get the facts straight from those involved.
The event was nothing like the angry group that filled a school auditorium in North Salt Lake when Aaron Brockovich came last summer to protest Stericycle's incinerator. Just a few dozen interested citizens came to hear from a panel that included a representative from Stericycle, the Tooele County Department of Health, the County Commission, and the group Communities for Clean Air that has been trying to get Stericycle's incinerator out of North Salt Lake. The proposed location is a 40-acre parcel on state school trust land north of I-80, south of U.S. Magnesium, and west of the Great Salt Lake. One of their closest neighbors would be Jeff McNeil, who lives in an unincorporated part of Tooele County and came to the meeting to find out more.
One of my biggest concerns in North Salt Lake was the fact that the North Salt Lake City allowed housing to back right up to this industry that was there first and that they knew incinerated, that they knew would potentially cause a hard feeling between the neighbors, and yet they allowed that zoning to happen.
A representative from Stericycle pointed out that the selected location is about 20 miles from the nearest residential area, and that the new facility would be required to meet tighter federal standards, with emissions reductions for most pollutants up to 90%. Some residents had questions about how the incinerator would be monitored. Some encouraged the county to impose stiff fines to keep the company in line and protect citizens. Katrina Hill came away from the meeting reassured.
Seeing the changes that they are planning to make for their new facility and the tighter regulations that they will be held to, it does make me feel a lot better about them coming here.
Stericycle representatives say they will likely be applying for a conditional use permit this summer, but the process would take at least 2 years. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.